All right, this just in. Laura Bush. Who would have thought? She went to Afghanistan, and there she had a change of heart. You know what? And one of the first things she did was renounce torture. So, guess what? The United States, the new focus, the war on terror, is ending all torture, starting with itself. It's going to stop torturing people. Because, you know, somehow Laura had this revelation that when you torture people, you make them mad and you alienate them, and they could go away and become terrorists later or tell their friends what happened to them. Who knew? So, torturing people, not effective. Laura Bush had the revelation today in Afghanistan, and she's telling the world, hey, you know what we're going to do? Starting with the United States, we're Guantanamo Bay, that's going to turn into a beautiful rave party that's going to go on forever, okay? Guantanamo Bay, we're just shipping all kinds of snacky foods down there. We're going to import a bunch of, like, young sort of dot-com workers and import, like, slides for them to slide down and computers for them to work on. Guantanamo Bay is going to turn into, like, a computer worker rave compound party 24-7. But no more torture. So that's awesome. That's really awesome. And this is all according to Laura Bush, you know, who just called in and let us know that she, too, is overwhelmed by the transformative nature of this day, this early day in spring, you know. So I think if you haven't done any cleansing, it's a good time to think about cleansing. You know, cleansing is always good. Red clover tea. Start drinking some red clover tea. Get yourself prepared. Get yourself ready for a series of high colonics, which you really need. I know you need a series of colonic therapy. So, and then you can just really let go of the things you've been holding on to, and just be ready to embrace this new future that's coming. You know, because I had a weird dream last night, and this alien came to me in the dream, and this alien informed me, I don't know if it was a he or a she alien, by the way, it's just an alien, came to me in my dream and said, you know, Jeff, what's really keeping people down is how much sugar they eat. They're eating too much sugar. That's why the humans aren't evolving, because they're in this drug cycle with their pancreas, you know, constantly making insulin, needing insulin, sugar up, down, you know. It's this sugar cycle, see, and that's their first addiction. They get it from baby formula, and they're hooked. And then after that, they're able to become addicted to internet porn or, you know, coffee, cigarettes. It all starts with sugar, Jeff. That's what the alien told me, okay? You people need to really, really wake up and realize this. Refined sugar is not that good for you. And, you know, call me crazy. It's shocking, I know, but you heard it here on Eclectique Politique that, hey, a little less refined sugar is going to go a long way to improve your transformative consciousness. Your ability to embrace the coming of the Age of Aquarius that's upon us. They said it was coming in like the late 60s, and it's too bad. What came was like, you know, the 80s, so that sucked. And we're kind of like stuck with that, you know, neoliberal economics, sort of like let the corporations rule everything. And the sort of like neocon, you know, preemptive U.S. power. So that's where we're at. The Age of Aquarius didn't happen. Instead, we got the 80s. But we're still hoping. We're still waiting for it here. We're not just waiting for it here. We're chanting to make it happen. We're gonna chant to really encourage the Age of Aquarius to descend upon us. And so that's an awesome thing. And as we are talking right now, Laura Bush is on her way. She's flying from Afghanistan. After breaking down the walls of the torture prisons in Afghanistan, she's flying to Guantanamo Bay to help set up this beautiful computer compound of love that's going to go on at Guantanamo Bay. And so that's awesome. And then after Guantanamo Bay, right on to Abu Ghraib. Yep, that's right. Abu Ghraib is a really unfortunate place because It was a sort of favored torture prison of Saddam Hussein when he was our friend, you know, all those years. And then when he was our enemy, hey, he was still using it to torture people. And, you know, as soon as the Americans got there, hey, you know, tore down a statue or two, boom, took over the torture prison and started torturing people. So, you know, unfortunate series of events for that little area of the planet. And so apparently, in order to help the situation there, Laura Bush is going to need some help, and she's consulted with the Hopi elders, and they're going to go to Abu Ghraib together and have a big ceremony there to really cleanse what has happened on this planet and what continues to happen in the modern time. So they're going to, you know, they're going to have to transform that, change that energy there, do some real serious cleansing and spiritual work around the area of the Abu Ghraib so we can begin this healing. We can begin to get out of this horrible paradigm that we have been stuck in, once again, all related to petroleum. So, you know, and of course other cash crops such as opium. But, you know, we're through with that, man. We're going to liberate the opium for real medical uses for people that really need it, you know, and but we're going to get it off the streets and off out of the hands of the drug dealers and the CIA, and with people who really just need to, you know, if you want to smoke some opium every now and then, that should be your choice, you know what I mean? But you should know what kind of opium it is. So that's what's going on. Transformative, transforming this economy from the top three right now, top three, if you measured the GNP of the world right now, what you get is oil, drugs, and weapons. Those are the top three income earners, the GDP of the world. When I'm talking about drugs, I mean, you know, on the street drugs and also the pharmaceutical drugs. When you combine that up, it's wow, it's in the top three. So what we are, like it or not, on this planet right now, are gun dealing drug addicts, and we need to change. So, and it's beautiful that so many people are willing to work towards to make that happen and have this transformation. And we keep waiting for the call from George W. himself. And GW needs to come clean about his cocaine habit and about the cocaine habit of the whole Republican Party, okay, starting in the, you know, long way back, but especially really well developed by the time of the Vietnam War. You may have heard of the Fringe Connection. Yeah, that became the Washington Connection, okay, after we bombed the shit out of, napalm the crap out of everybody. You know, what was it about rubber trees down there in Vietnam? Or could it have been about China White? You know, I don't know. But the CIA knows, and their hands are dirty, and their noses are all crusty with drugs. So we're going to change that. We want beautiful drugs. Freedom to do our own, choose our own, grow our own. Imagine if you could grow your own cocaine. I mean, it would be this beautiful leafy thing that you could chew on every now and then if you needed a little boost. And it wouldn't be some like refined powdered thing mixed up with all kinds of petroleum products, once again, for you to like snort and get really addicted to in some American style. You ever watch Americans do cocaine? They don't play around, man. They take a mirror off the wall and just, wow, snort up a whole big pile of it. You know what I mean? People in other parts of the world, they don't do it that way. You know, they don't get this like crazed jaw going back and forth. Got to go to the bathroom every 5 minutes with my friends. That's pretty uniquely American phenomenon, you know, or European, I'll say. You know, I haven't seen a whole lot of people who can handle their coke, but certainly not very many Americans. So, you know, once again, I advocate a holistic approach. You need a little boost. You're working in the highlands where cocaine grows, up in the high elevations. Maybe you do need to chew a little cocoa leaf, and that would be liberating for you. But, not the way it's done right now with CIA bad boy cowboys and gun-toting loonies refining this stuff and bringing it in to the cities of America to basically keep poor people from organizing. That's what cocaine is doing right now, unfortunately. So, but we're going to change that. We're going to change all that. And, you know, Laura Bush is dedicated to it because she knows, you know, her husband maybe had a problem with it. So she thinks that by attacking this problem of torture, she can also influence the drug trade and the way that goes. And that's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. So, also, this just in, the Attorney General, Gonzalez, has said, you know what, tired of prosecuting marijuana people. Let's just get every prisoner, anybody in the prison system, in the probation system, anywhere in that whole system, anybody that's there just because of a marijuana charge, they're all going to be released. And the government's going to save so much money. It's going to be amazing just by releasing the pot people. And Gonzalez said, I'm down to do that today. And you know why? Because I tuned in to Enemy Combatant Radio. And I heard Mark B playing some just kick-butt music talking about the people walking around the streets of San Francisco taking radical action for radical social change. And once I heard that, I thought to myself, you know what? Man, I have been like just a low-level pimp with a corporate fit thong up my butt for too long, and I'm going to change my ways. And first on the list, releasing all the pot people. It's awesome. It's going to save the treasury so much money. All right. And we might actually start educating kids again. That might be something that Americans start doing again. That's going to be so neat when that happens.